We're in Netivot Shalom on Shavuot in the second volume. We are on page Shin Lamed Hey, the second part of the first piece, where it says in the heading, Chag Ha'atzeret. Let's understand what it means that Shavuot is Chag Ha'atzeret. Says the Netivot Shalom, Bet Yamim Tovim Nikrein B'Shem Atzeret. We have two Yom Tovs that are called by the name Atzeret. Ha'echad Shmini Atzeret. The first one is Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day of the holiday of Sukkot. Kirichtiv, as it says, Zuvayom HaShmini Atzeret Tiyeh Lachem. On the eighth day, meaning the eighth day of Sukkot, it will be Atzeret for you. Va'asheni Chag HaShavuot. And the second one is Shavuos, which we're coming up to. Shenikra Gamkein Atzeret, which is also called Atzeret. Kedematzinu b'lashon chazal, as we see as chazal constantly refer to as chatzeret, ba'atzeret nidonin ala pirot, v'chein tergum unkelos b'shavuotechem b'atzeretechon. Beseder, in many different places we see that Shavuos is clearly referred to as atzeret. By chazal they refer to it as atzeret. Targum unkelos translates it into atzeret. And the Ramban here, it says to see inside, v'chulei after the parentheses. V'inei harava kadosh, Rav Shimon mi Nicholsburg, zichuto yegen aleinu, amar la pasuk, ve'oti yom yom yidroshun, ve'gomer, dekai al bet ha-shabbatot, shenahagu lidrosh bahem, shabbat ha-gadol v'shabbes shuva. And as the Rav from Nicholsburg says, on the pasuk, ve'oti yom yom yidroshun, I, every single day, should you seek out. So he's dorish the pasuk to mean, I, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yom yom, on this day, and this day, yidroshun. Not, you should seek out, and also, kilu, there will be drashot on these 2 days. What are these 2 days? Meaning the day before, the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, and the day before, and the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuva. Ukimokin, Yesh Lamar. Now that's the way the Rav Nicholsburg understands it. But says the Netivot Shalom, you could understand it differently. What are the two differently? What are the 2 days? Yom Yom Yidroshin. What are the 2 days where God is meant to be seeked out in a totally different type of way? Says the Netivot Shalom, Ukimokin, Yesh Lamar, Dekai Albet Yamim Tovim Halalu, Hanikraim Atzeret. That these Yom Yom, these 2 days to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it's referring to, says the Netivot Shalom, are these 2 days of Atzeret, that are called Atzeret. Shebahem Oti Yidroshun, that on these days I am seeked out, that you should seek me out. Oti Daika, specifically me, Ukemoshi V'Arz, we're going to explain. Dhinei, Lashon Atzeret, Hual derech shepiresh chazal b'shmini atzeret, the word atzeret, the term atzeret, is as chazal explained about shmini atzeret, shakadosh baruch hu omer li Yisrael, hayu atzurim iti, bivchinat boi v'nismach ani v'atem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Klal Yisrael, maza atzeret, maza la'atzor, la'atzor means to stop or to stay. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, in the concept of atzeret, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Omer Yisrael, hayu atzurimo ti'iti, that you should be stopped with me, stay with me, don't leave me. That's the term, that's the concept of atzeret, which is brought out, many people talk about it in Shmini Atzeret, meaning we have the 7 days of Sukkot, and Sukkot should be over, and why do we have this 8th day, this last day? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't leave me, stay with me one more day, stay with me a little bit extra time, don't leave me, stay with me. Bivchinat boi v'nismach ani v'atem, come and stay with me and I'll rejoice, me and you together. V'chein hu b'chag ha'shavuot, we're on the top of the next column. V'chein hu b'chag ha'shavuot, so too on Shavuos. Ki inyan echad hu lebet ha'yamim ha'mekudashim b'yoter mikol yimot ha'shana, she'bivchinat yichud ha'gamur. That these 2 days are loftier than all other days. Loftier than all other days of the year. Where there's complete and total connectivity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. They're unique in the depth of their connectivity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Shezoha darga hagvoha biyoter b'kedushat ha'moadim. These are the loftiest days in the cycle of the Jewish year. Ugedita beveis Avraham shePesach hu bechinat erusin. As the Beis Avraham says that Pesach is like the erusin. Pesach is the engagement. Those who are in Seder Vav, we've actually talked about that a lot in Sefer Shmot. That Pesach is the engagement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvein Pesach ve'atzeret hayu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael bechinat arus v'arusa. And between from Pesach to Shavuos. It's like a chasan and a kala who are engaged, getting ready to go to the wedding. Uvishavuot to bechinat yisuin, and when we get to Shavuos, Shavuos is mamish the nisuin. Shavuos is the wedding. Shavuos is when we bind together as one. Ukaamur sheyom matan Torah hu yom chatunato, as the Gemara in Masechet Taanit says, that the day of Matan Torah is the day of the wedding. It literally says, black on white, that the day of Matan Torah is the day of the wedding. Shezoin yan, kipa liyem har kigigit bevchinat chupa. As again, those who are in Seder Vav, this is Chazara. This is, I actually have never seen this piece before. It's beautiful to see all the things that we talked about come out in the words of the Nesivos Shalom. So he says, Shezoin yan, kipa liyem har kigigit bevchinat chupa. That's what it means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Chazal say, that he lifted up Har Sinai and held it over our heads. So many people only focus on one side of that. The Gemara says that he said, accept the Torah or I'll drop it on you. Kilu, like he held the gun to our head and said, accept the Torah. And that is one level of Matan Torah. One needs to understand what that means. The Maharal has an incredible explanation of what that means in a deep ruchni level. But a whole other level of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over our heads is that he took a mountain and adorned it with flowers and made the most beautiful chupa in the history of the world and held it over our head, and we got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that day. We got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time with the chupa of Har Sinai held over our heads. V'hainu shebehemi bechinat dveikut gemura sheyudim mitdabek elav yiparach umitvatel bechol mehuto v'yishuto l'Hashem yiparach. That this concept is, this complete connection, this complete clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a Jew clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gives up, I let all of my ego go, I let all of my yeshiva go, I let all of my sense of self, all of my ego, all of my stuff, I let it go. And I totally commit myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says about the Mamar Chazal and Masechet Taanit. Gadol yom geshamim ki yom shenitna bo Torah liYisrael. The Gemara Masechet Taanit says that the day that it rains, when the rain finally comes down in Eretz Yisrael, a day of rain specifically talking about Eretz Yisrael, where we have a rainy season and we wait for the rain and we live by the rain that comes down, that the day of the rain is as great as Matan Torah itself. So says the Avodas Yisrael, Yom geshamim rameis l'shmini atzeret. That Yom geshamim is really hinting to Shmini Atzeret. Is hinting to the last day of Sukkot. Asher, next page, mitpalalim bo al hageshamim, which is the day that we daven for the rain, that we specifically turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we daven for the rain for the whole rainy season. That's like Matan Torah. V'hu gadol ki yom shnit nabo Torah Yisrael. It's a connection between Shmini Atzeret, the greatness of Shmini Atzeret, and the greatness of Shavuot. V'hu gadol kayom shnit nabo Torah Yisrael. That these 2 days are similar. The greatness of potential of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shmini Atzeret and Shavuot are the highest potentials for Dveikut that there are. V'ukamor mipnei shebet yamim tovim elu. These 2 days, echad shebehem yish yichud elyon bin HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael kedita bekavanot. Now these are the days where there's the greatest connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, as it says in the deeper Sfar. Tremendous opportunity in this day that's coming up in Shavuot to mamish connect to cling to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've been working since we got engaged, says the Nesivos Shalom, since we got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've been now going through the engagement all through Sefirat HaOmer and counting down the days. Counting the days like an engaged couple that they mamish, they make a website and they have mamish a countdown. Counting down the days to the wedding. So we count up in Judaism. We count up to the days of the wedding. And we get to Matan Torah, and there we finally, now, 50 days later, we get to the Chuppah. And we unite with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us the Ketubah in the form of the Torah, and it binds us together. And we go into the Cheder Yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We mamish become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going towards. That's what we're going to experience. That's what we're moving towards. Yom Chatunato Ze Matan Torah, the day of the wedding, that is Matan Torah. Meital, you can unmute yourself. What were your two questions? They were, because there are a lot of pronouns there. And I don't know when you asked them.
My first question was when you said that Hashem is like, don't leave him and like to stay with him, when you were saying that, like when you said it was like a tzara and it means like to stay with him, so like my question was like, why would Hashem have to tell us to stay with him, and like, what exactly does that mean?
It's not, just one second, for a second question, let me answer one at a time. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he needs to tell us to stay with him, it's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing that there's such a depth of closeness that's inherent in these days, that God is saying, no, I don't want the holiday to end. I want you to stay. I know Sukkot is over. I'm going to add a day because I want to stay in this elevated space with you. Again, it's all of these things. We've talked about this in many other shiurim together, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these things so we can understand the holiness of the day, the potential for the day, the spiritual electricity of the day. It's to express to us the depth of the day that it's called Atzeret, that there's this unique closeness that comes out on Shmini Atzeret that doesn't necessarily come out on other days. So too by Shavuot. On the day of the wedding, there's a closeness that comes out on Shavuot. We get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't necessarily come out on other days. It's reflective and expressive of that more than anything else.
About like Hashem holding them out and over Bnei Yisrael during Matan Torah. So I didn't catch what source you said about.
That, I believe that was the Avodas Yisrael. Avodat Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael. Okay. So let's move along to the next paragraph. Umatzinu od beveor yomim tavim elu shem siumam shel tekufa gidola kedusha shel chamishim yom. We also find in these Yom Tovs, that they're the end and the conclusion of this long period of Chamishim Yom, this long period of 50 days. Chag HaShavuot ulachar Chamishim Yom hanimnaim miyom rishon shel Pesach. Shavuot is definitionally the 50th day. It's Dafka on the 50th day of Sfirat Omer, the 50th day from Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's this whole build-up of 50 days to get us to Matan Torah. Ukedita b'sfar makedoshim. That it should be, you count for yourself 50 days. As it says in Tivot Shalom, and we actually learned this together when we learned the piece on Pesach, that the Tivot Shalom claims, again, I've never heard this outside of the Tivot Shalom, it's a beautiful concept, where he says that even though we don't count Shavuot, we don't count on the night of Shavuos, he says because one element could be there is that Shavuos is not part of the 50 days. It's that the first night of Pesach is part of the 50 days. That from the first night of Pesach, plus the 49 days of Sfirat HaOmer, those are the 50 days of preparation for Matan Torah. V'achar chamishim yom, ba chag HaShavuot shu yom hanun aleph. When we get past that, we get to through those 50 days, then we reach even beyond 50, to this 51st day of Shavuot, this day that's totally beyond. V'chein Shmini Atzeret, and even Shmini Atzeret, you think it's only 8, it's not only 8, it's also 50. How so? How is Shmini Atzeret, the 8th day of Sukkot, how does that relate to the number 50? V'chein Shmini Atzeret u'lachar tkufat 50 yom. It's also 50 days. Hamatchelet me'Rosh Chodesh Elul. If you start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, it takes us through a period of 50 days. Uvitocha kol hamoadim Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Visukot. It goes through all of Elul's month, it goes through Yom Kippur, it goes through Asar Yom Tshuva, it goes through Yom Kippur, it goes through Sukkot. And then finally we get to Shmini Atzeret Shu Yom HaChamishim Ve'echad, and we get to that day that's beyond the 50, that 51st day of Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. Ukemo she'amar Maran Mikuvrin, Zechotoy Yegen Aleinu, Al Inyan Chag Hashmini Atzeret, as the Rav Mikuvrin says about Shmini Atzeret, Shekol Yimei Bein HaMeitzarim, that the whole period of Bein HaMeitzarim, the whole period that exists between the fast days of Shvasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the weeks in the 3 weeks in the summertime between the two fast days, V'acharav Elul, Trua V'Shvarim, V'Yom HaKippurim, V'Sukkah V'Dal Aminim. I say, meaning that the build-up here. See, he says that after that Shmini Atzeret, after all of Bein HaMitzarim, after Shivasar Batamas, and after the 3 weeks, and after Tisha B'Av, and after Elul, and after Rosh Hashanah, and after Yom Kippur, and after Sukkot and the Dalet Minim, Hakol Hachana L'Shmini Atzeret Likrat Yichud HaGamur. It's all preparation. And it's a fantastic thing to start thinking about this year. A way in which we normally don't think. That the second that we get to Shvasar B'Tammuz, it begins the road to Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. And there's a lot to back that up. Those who are in Seder Vav, we talked about that all the way at the beginning of the year, the process of how we go from Tisha B'Av is the necessary beginning of the process to get us to Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. But to internalize that we're in a part of the cycle of the year that's all connected, starting from Shavasar B'Tamas through the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Yisimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all to get us to Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah, because it's so high, it requires all of that preparation. To get us to this total reality of oneness with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our topic now isn't Shemitah, Tzeret, Simchas Torah, but a little bit of a taste. That we have all of Sukkot even. Sukkot, which has so many mitzvot. We have Sukkah and all the Dalet Minim, and there's so much going on, and we're saying a halal. There's so much to do on Sukkot. It's such a rich holiday in terms of mitzvot. And then comes Shemitah, Tzeret, Simchas Torah. What's the mitzvah of Shemitah, Tzeret, Simchas Torah? There isn't one. The Sukkah falls away. The Lulav and Etrog falls away. It all goes, what do? We grab hands and we sing and dance. There's no mitzvah. Why? Because it's just the person who truly understands what Shemini Atzeret Simchas Torah is about. And when we get there to that time next year, I'm happy to send you the shir about this. That's like, to me, is the shir that really is, it nails what this concept is about and what this topic is about and what the Kiddush of the day is about. It's one of my favorite shirim from Rabbi Ravamos. But the idea there is that when you get to that point, there are no mitzvah because it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just us totally united together. There's nothing else to talk about. There's no more frills. There's no more stuff. There's no more mitzvot. There's no more things that... It's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu connecting to each other. I don't need anything else anymore. All the mitzvot fall away. And I just exist in a reality of oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm working from that all the way from Shavuot Arba Tamuz until Shemini Atzeret if I'm going to really experience that. And so too, all of Michiyat Amalek on Purim, and all of Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, and all of Sfiras HaOmer, it's all a kachana, it's all preparation to get us to this holy day. Hakol hachana likrat yom hakadosh hazeh. It's all preparation to get us to this connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuot. Bet hatkufot hakadoshot ha'elu. These two tremendously kadosh times, parts of the year, sections of the year, the Chamishim Yom Movilim Likrat HaYom HaGadol VaKadosh Asher Bo I don't know what the Rosh Hashanah is. They're all together to this tremendously lofty day where we totally unite and become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe Yichud Elyon, where we have this Yichud Elyon, this deep connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'nei bet yamim tovim elu, these two yamim tovim, him bichinat ma shekatuv b'shem ba'al Noam Elimelech. So the Noam Elimelech says about these 2 days, the Noam Elimelech, Shekidushat ha-gavil, ha-chelek bein ha-otiyot, ha-gavoha mikdushat otiyot ha-torah. So the Noam Elimelech says as follows, very interesting, he says very beautifully, that when you look at a Sefer Torah, there's 2 things that are there, one that we see and one that we don't. If you look at a Sefer Torah, you see letters. But what else do you see when you look at the Sefer Torah? You see the white space, the empty space around the letters, the space that doesn't have ink on it. So he says here very beautifully, and there's a lot of deep Torah about this concept, we'll see where he's going with this in particular, that he says that the white spaces around the letters are even loftier than the letters of the Torah itself. Because each letter only has the Kedusha of that letter. An Aleph has the Kedusha of an Aleph. A Bet has the Kedusha of a Bet. Aval HaGavil HaChilek Kolelet Kedushat Kol Altiyot. But what letter is the white space? Could be any letter. Since the white space is the capacity for any letter, the white space contains within it the kedusha of all the letters. That's the holiness of the white spaces. There's so many Torahs and so many incredible Sipurei Tzadikim and stories from Shlomo Karlbach and Sipurei Tzadikim there's amazing, amazing things about the kedusha of the white spaces. But he's bringing out here the kedusha of the white space between the letters. Kayotze Bazeh, he says, in the same way, Bet Hayomim Tovim Elu, these 2 days, Shavuot Ushmini Atzeret, Hamisaimim Et HaTkufot HaGedoshot Biyoter Shel Hashana, which bring together these two holy parts of the year, Et HaChamishim Hayamim Shel HaSfira VaChamishim Hayamim Shel Hayamim Noraim, which culminate the 50 days of Sfira to Omer, which culminate the 50 days of Elul all the way until Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah. Hem Bevchinat HaGavil HaChilek Shekolel Et Kedushat Kol HaTkufot Shelefneihem. They're like the white space that contains everything that came before. What's the essence of Shmini Atzeret? It's got packed into it all of Elul. and all of Rosh Hashanah, and all of Yom Kippur, and all of Sukkot is mamish packed into that day. What's being packed into Shavuos? All of Pesach, and all of Sfiras HaOmer, it's all packed into that day. Umehai taima, bechol ha-yom tov yish mitzvot ma'asiyot. And for so the same, I was wondering if he's going in this direction, he's going to say what we said. Baruch Hashem, we're mechavein to what he's going to say. He's going to say what we just said very beautifully and bring it out. See what he's going to say here. Umehai taima, bechol ha-yom tov yish mitzvot ma'asiyot. Every single yom tov has its own unique mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah has shofar, Sukkot has a lulav and etzrog. Achilas matzah on Pesach, dalet minim on Sukkis, v'ilu b'shmini atzeret v'shavuot ein mitzvot ma'asiyot, like we said, on Shmini Atzeret and Shavuos, these two holidays, there is no mitzvot. There's no special mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Shavuos? What's the unique mitzvah? There isn't one. There's a mitzvah to stay up all night and learn Torah, but there's no mitzvah. There's nothing we take in our hands. There's nothing to do. Shmini Atzeret, what's the mitzvah? Again, Lulav and Etrog, Sukkah, they fall away. What do you do? Why is there nothing? Because it's everything. It's the white space. By not limiting it to a specific mitzvah, it's bringing out, it's the white space. It's the empty space that contains the capacity for all the mitzvot. Shmini Atzeret is the white space that has written on it all of the mitzvot and all of the spiritual energy. And all of the electricity of El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot. And so too, this day that we're coming up to, this day of Chag HaShavuot, it doesn't have a mitzvah, because written on it is all of the electricity and all of the spirituality and all of the tremendous heights of Pesach and every day of Sfiras HaOmer. There's no mitzvah because we don't need the mitzvot anymore. It's the white space that goes beyond the mitzvot. It's the connectivity that's deeper than any one particular mitzvah. It's a connectivity that's beyond any one specific mitzvah. Because it's so deep. Because it's so deep. You know, you can imagine. You can imagine. Okay? Just try to imagine in your minds. You know, think about when a couple's dating. How much they're talking and talking and talking and talking. Somebody WhatsApp me today. A Tiferet Olam WhatsApp me today. And said, I'm just starting to date somebody, we're talking on the phone every day, we're WhatsApping all the time, what's too much? Because we talk and we talk and we talk. And then when you get engaged, all you do is think about and talk to, and you talk about this and you talk about that, and you're WhatsApping this and you're matching that, and you're voicing that, and you're talking this, and you're meeting up about that. I challenge you to imagine, and it could be that for some people this isn't what happens, but this to me makes sense. This resonates. That when you get to the chuppah, and you're standing under the chuppah, you watch a kala start to go around the seven circles around the chasen. Most couples, not all couples, most couples, they're not talking. They're just crying. There's nothing left to say. And then they dance to the yichud room. And they're standing there in the yichud room. And they hug for the first time. There's no words. It's beyond words. Everything's been said. During the dating, and the engagement, and the engagement process, and the wedding. Everything's been said. There's no more words. Now there's just us. Together. One. The spiritual math of 1 + 1 = 1. We don't need to say anything anymore. Because everything we put in got us there. Everything we put into the whole process got us to this moment. And now, we're so close together, there's nothing left to say. That's what he's saying here. That's the beauty of Shavuos. I'm sitting there with Kadosh Baruch Hu, I just want to receive the Torah. I spent 50 days digging out all my sense of self. 50 days digging out all of my ego. 50 days digging out and purifying all of my midot. Perfecting myself as a vessel. I don't have anything to say. I'm here for you. Fill me with you. Fill me with your Torah. I'm the empty space on which I want you to write the letters of the Torah. That's what we've been doing these last 50 days. Making myself the white space, cleansing myself of all of the gunk, of all of the garbage, of all of the tum'ah. I'm a blank slate. I'm not nothing. I'm a beautiful, gorgeous, amazing cloth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, write your Torah on me. Write your Torah on the luchot of my lev, on the luach halev. Write down your Torah on my heart. I'm not coming to you as nothing. I'm coming to you as everything. Define for me what it means to be with you. Let me experience being with you. Same thing again, different time of the year, in Shmini Atzeret. We've mamish, we davened, we sang and we danced and we davened on Rosh Hashanah. And we cried and we kretzed on Yom Kippur. And we sang and we danced with the lulav and etrog and the sukkah on Sukkot. No more, now it's just me and you. Write yourself onto my heart. That's what we're asking for. That's what we're asking for our Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. Write your Torah on me. Write your Torah on me. I'm a clef. I'm white space. Everything that I've cleared away, it's for you to put down your Torah on me. That's what we're saying. That's what we're trying to do. That's the godliness that we're trying to achieve. So I tell us where we are. Where are we? Bechule, good. There we are. The first bottom line is we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. V'shavuot, ein mitzvot ma'asiyot. 7 lines up from the bottom on Shin Lamed Vav. After the comma. Lefi shem b'dargah yitera. These days are on a totally different level. Kodesh kodashim, these things are pure kedusha. Lemala mikol inanei asiya. There's nothing left to do. These are beyond actions. You can, again, imagine in your mind, you've all imagined every other part of it. Imagine in your mind when you get to that yichud room with your basheret b'shavu muslachat. When you get there, that there's nothing else left to do but to just exist as one. Ukemo dichtiv b'torat avot, as it says in the sefer Torat Avot, leinian shmini atzeret shu al derech shivat shebeit hayichud. Pushtim hatachshitim v'chuli b'chinat l'mal b'kol tmuna. This is again, it's beyond everything. Ki kulo kodesh kadashim l'godel ha'ava bin kushabrichu v'Yisrael. Because it's kodesh kadashim these days. Because it's just this outpouring of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. B'chinat bo even smach ani v'atem, come and let's enjoy each other. It's just this pure love that pours out of the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. If you ever ask somebody, Rav Moshe Weinberger, I heard once heard him say this. I know, and Pornay Shani says it a lot, but I heard him say this when I went to his shul in the Five Towns. He said, if you ever turn to somebody and ask them, why do you love your spouse? Why do you love your wife? If a person can go, oh, I love her because of this, this, and this, he doesn't love her. If you can quantify why you love your spouse, that's not love. You can't put love to words. You can't put words to love. It's beyond words. It's the white spaces. The answer is, I do. I do. I do. I love her. That's it. Why? What do you mean why? It just is. It's a reality. I can't describe it to you. That's the reality of Shavuos. I'm just one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the love that I have for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've spent 49 days cleansing ourselves, just building up to be ready for this day. I spent the last 49 days working on every little bit, every word of the invitations, and every point of the flower arrangements, and every nuance of the band, and every way that we're going to walk down the aisle, and the exact nature of the songs, and which is the band's going to be, and how the ketubah's going to look. We do the same thing when we get married. We fret over every little detail of it. Because now we're working on all the details, because then when we get there, there's nothing else to talk about. Then we just become one. 49 days, for real, not the shiyot of invitations and flower arrangements and songs to walk down and fighting over who's going to get to walk down the aisle and who's going to be the flower girls, which, whatever that's about. Meaning, Kilua, all of that stuff, just, it's, you know, that's what we're talking about in terms of the chitzonius of a wedding. And we've seen that, by the way. I actually found it a very, very powerful thing for people who are doing it within guidelines and doing it properly and correctly and safely. You see, I think it's actually very beautiful to see the weddings of this tkufa, of the tkufa that we're in. You realize how much of what we do for weddings is extraneous. And again, it's beautiful and you want to go all out on a wedding. But to me, it's actually really, really nice to watch removing all of the noise and to just see a wedding be a wedding. To recognize that it doesn't have to all be about competition and craziness. What does a wedding really require? Because what is a wedding really about? And you watch these smaller, intimate, in my mind, beautiful weddings. You watch these people come together. and just family. Again, I'm not to say that I don't hope for the day where we could all celebrate each other's weddings. I hope to be able to dance on the other side of the mechitza by all of your weddings, because you'll have them in Eretz Yisrael. Just to be clear, but you know, to be able, you know, I look forward to the day also. I'm not knocking it, but to also recognize again, everything has its beauty. The beauty of just having family on each side. And two people walking down the aisle, one person walking down the aisle, the kala walking down the aisle to meet the chassan, you have somebody there to help him misada the kiddushin, you have the edim who are there, and just the husband and the wife coming together and becoming one. That's the wedding. That's kilu, everything else. It's all about the fact that there isn't anything left to say. You don't need anything else. It's just about becoming one. All the work's been done. We're just becoming one. See it from a different angle. See the beauty that there is in everything in this world. Even now, a corona wedding. See the beauty in that also. It's an amazing thing. My Rebbe always talks about this from Sifrei Kabbalah. He quotes this all the time. And I think we mentioned it in one of our shir, I don't remember which one. That so often it's a matter of perspective. That the word nega means a wound. It means, it's usually referred to as sarat. Nega is something negative. He says the goal in this world, the goal in life is to take every nega and to take those letters and rearrange them and to make it into oneg, make it into pure joy. It's the same letters, nega and oneg. To look at we're looking at a time where it's only nega, mamish, it's mamish a plague. But there's also oneg here. Yes, we can't have the same big weddings, but where we can have weddings, there's an oneg there, a different type of oneg that we've never seen before. A wedding that we've never seen before. It's helping us understand Shavuos. I'm just walking and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's been said and done, it's the white space, there's nothing left to say, I'm just connecting. I'm just connecting. 2 lines from the bottom. Vayichud bevet yamim elu. And the oneness and the unity of these days. Hu al yidei Torah kadosha. It's the Torah that brings us together, that binds us together on these days. Kabbalat haTorah b'Shavuot, mamish, receiving the Torah on Shavuos. V'simcha Torah b'Shmini Atzeret. Meaning we have no mitzvah, so what do? We take out the Torah and dance with the Torah. What unites, another aspect that unites these 2 days is the Torah itself. These 2 days, the one thing brings them together is that we receive the Torah and we dance around the Torah. Top of the next column. Sha'atorah hi kayadua kineged ot vav, ha-mechaberet Hashem, ila'a kutshabrichu, imhei tata'a Knesset Yisrael. That the Torah Kedosha is like the letter vav. The Torah Kedosha is like a vav. Vav is, in deeper svarim, is always related to, what does the vav do functionally in Hebrew? Ani ve'ata, me and you, it unites things together. It's called a vav achibor. Vav is what unites things together. That the Sefer Torah is mamish the uniter. The Sefer Torah is that vav. The Sefer Torah is what unites. It's the vav achibor. It's what unites HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And on Shavuos Simchas Torah, it's the vav achibor that's mamish bringing us together. Va'alehem yishlomar ve'oti yom yom yidroshim. And then we can understand even better the pasuk that we started with. Ve'oti, yom yom tradition, me, day and day you should seek out. Shem bevchinat rak oti idroshin, only seek me out. Ki azak kamot ahava v'dvekut, ki murab bevchinat panim v'panim, diber Hashem imachem, al sheparchan ishmatan migodal ahava v'atshuka. Meaning this is just seeking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's being brought out through the Torah. The Torah unites us with Him. We seek, we find, we connect, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on these days. Next paragraph. V'hinei. Katav b'sefer kedushas levi. Wow, we're going through the best of the Sifrei Chassidus here. We're really hitting on the greatest hits of the Sifrei Chassidus in this piece. We have the Noam Elimelech, we have the Vodas Hashem, Kedushas Levi. So the Kedushas Levi says, B'inyan Shmini Atzeret, in terms of the concept of Shmini Atzeret, D'mitzad ha-mashpia yored ha-shefa elyon al yidei zayin hamidot. That in terms of Shmini Atzeret, that in terms of the Mashpia, in terms of the one who is giving the bestowal, the Shefa's coming down through the seven Midot. There are seven Midot, we've talked about them in previous places, we don't have time to go through them now, hopefully you know them, if not, this is how they come down, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down the bestowal from on high through the seven Midot and brings it into this world. And the eighth, which is beyond those seven, the eighth is representative of the receiver. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us. He gives to us through seven vessels. There are seven means by which He gives to us. So what's eight? What happens when you get past those seven? Eight is representative of me, the receiver, not the giver, and the seven ways in which he gives, the seven means through which he gives. It's eight is representative of me, the receiver. L'kabel et ha-shefa elyon ha-nishpa mi-ha-mashpia. To receive that bestowal that's being given down by he who's giving, who's bestowing. Al-kei nikra shmini atzeret, shulatzor v'liklot et ha-shefa elyon. That's one of the reasons why it's called shmini atzeret. Why the emphasis on shmini, the eighth? Because it's the day where the shmini, the eighth, me, the receiver, is receiving, internalizing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. There's a similar concept also in Chag HaShavuot. Hasheva Shabbatot Shal Yemei Asfira. Beautiful. Hem Yuridat HaShefa. The 7 weeks of Sfirat HaOmer, each one, Mamish Keneged, one of the seven Midot. Right? The first day of Sfirat HaOmer was Chesed V'Chesed. The first week was Chesed, the second week was Gvura. Each of the 7 weeks, each one is Keneged a Sfira. And so for 7 weeks, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending down Shefa through each week, through one of the Midot. And now that we're done with the 7 midot, the 7 weeks, now we're in this level of 8, of Shavuos, of receiving it, of internalizing it, of bringing it into myself. It's like the 7 days that a woman, when she's coming out of her time of spiritual impurity, the 7 days she goes to prepare herself. And then finally, after those 7 days of preparation are over and she purifies herself, then the husband and wife can reunite once again. They can come together and become close again. He says that's an element of what these 7 weeks are about. Each one is like one of the days of the 7 days that a person purifies themselves to prepare to reunite with their spouse so the husband and wife can become one again. The Al-Kindi creates Atzeret, and that's part of what it means to be Atzeret. V'zeshe katuv. Ana Hashem Hoshia Na. Ana Hashem Atzlicha Na. We say in Hallel, Ana Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Hoshia Na. Give me salvation, save me. Ana Hashem Atzlicha Na. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. So that word Na, what is that Na doing there? Kedita Bavoras Yisrael, Yavod Yisrael says, Dekai Al Hayom Hanun Aleph, Hoshia Na Hatzlicha Na, meaning save me, give me salvation, give me Atzlacha, give me it on. The Nun Aleph, Anna, Nun Aleph Begimachia 51, Nun is 50, Aleph is 1. Anna, give me that Yeshua, give me that Hatzlacha. B'siyumat tkufa gedosha shel 50 yom, after the 50 days of preparation, give me the Yeshua, give me the Hatzlacha. She'anu mevakshim ki bayom hazeh ya'atzor ha-mekabel, that on this day the Mekabel stops, stands its ground, v'yilkot et kol ha-kedusha she'kibel b'chol ha-chamishim yom. Now we're able to internalize, to absorb all of the Kedusha that we received during the previous 50 days. V'nei ha-tkufa she'kodem shmini atzeret, hu yimei dinim v'tshuva. The days, this time period, before shmini atzeret, are days of din, meaning before Shmini Atzeret, Simchas Torah. There are the days of din, there are days of judgment and tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there are days of din and tshuva. She besor b'ra, they're all about staying away from the bad and fearing the Kadosh Baruch Hu and trying to do good again. V'lachim v'akshim ana Hashem Oshiyana, she Yoshienu mehara, to save us from the ra. Dahinu she yomanun alif Shmini Atzeret, Yilkot v'yatzur hakdusha mikol ha-chamishim yom v'sur mirah, that we should be able to absorb and internalize everything we've worked for the last 50 days on the realm of sur mirah. U'keneged chag ha-shavot tu acharei tkufa shel ahava. On the flip side, meaning the 50 days leading up to Shmini Atzeret, that's all din. That's all sur mirah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that time period of year, those 50 days leading up to Shmini Atzeret, that's all about sur mirah, staying away from the bad, stopping to do what we were doing wrong. And then taking that in and internalizing it, concretizing it on Shmini Atzeret. But now we're on the other side of the year. V'nei b'tekufa Shmini Atzeret. V'chulei, sorry, I went backwards. U'keneged chag ha-shavuot, hu acharei tekufa shel ahava. But now the time period we're coming up to, Shavuot, we're coming up to now. That's after a time period, not of Sur Meirah, not of Yirah. It's a coming after a time of ahava. Rosha bePesach, it started off with Pesach. Shumidat Avad, the whole midah of Pesach is Chesed and Ahava. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu pouring out His love for us. V'sofa b'kabbalat ha-Torah, it ends with Kabbalah ha-Torah, with the receiving of the Torah. B'shavuot shinana asei tov, it's all about asei tov. Al zeh ne'emar an Hashem atzlichana, give us success. Don't save us. Saving Hoshianas, that's for Shmini Atzeret. Hatzlichana, give us success in the positive, in ahava. That's on the 51st day of Shavuot. For doing good, you need hatzlacha. You need success. You don't need to be saved. You need hatzlacha when you want to go and do good things. We ask on this 51st day that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring into us, we should absorb the kedusha of the past 50 days. Me'irim et kol hashana. These 2 days of Shavuos and Shmini Atzeret, they mamish light up the whole year. V'lachin mevakshim aleihem. Therefore, we ask on them, Shechag haShavuot tikabel ata kedusha mipesach ar kabbalat haTorah. That we ask, dafka on this day, that we, on Shavuos, we should be able to internalize and absorb all of the light from Pesach through Shirat HaOmer, all the light that came out from Pesach until now, from the last 50 days. U'kedushato ta'irat mechitzat hashana ar hayamim menoraim. That they should mamish light up the whole year until Yamim Noraim next year. V'chein shekedushat Shmini Atzeret, and so to the light of Shmini Atzeret, ta'ir kol achoref ara Pesach. It should light up mamish the whole winter until Pesach. V'hainu shekedushat achag lo tiyeh kedusha zmani tame'ira l'sha'ata bilvad ela ta'atzor v'tisha'er etzleinu v'tiyeh ba'kayama. That there shouldn't be a light for one day, but it should mamish light up the whole year for us. And it should have a standing, it should continue with us, the light should stay with us, mamish the whole year. Ukemamar, last few lines. Ukemamar, Maran, Adonenu, Marinu, V'Rabenu, B'Veit Avram, Zikotei, and Alino, LaPasuk, as the Slonim Rebbe says on the following Pasuk. Usfartem lachem mochorata Shabbat, you shall count from after Shabbos. Shomnam kol yudi mitromei b'Shabbat. Every Jew is elevated on Shabbos. When mamish, every week when we walk into Shabbos, we're mamish on a high. We're mamish being raised up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises up on Shabbos. We're on a whole different spiritual level. Ach ha'ikar hu v'safarta lachem mimocharata Shabbat. But the ikar is to start counting from after Shabbos, after Pesach. Milashon sapir v'he'ara, meaning not safar, milashon, it's a very complicated and beautiful word, we don't have to get into it now because we're already over time. Usfartem, it means to count, but in the word usfartem is the word sapir v'he'ara, it means to light up, it's a gem that's mamish lighting everything up. Laha'ir et mocharat Shabbat, to light up after Shabbos. She'arat hazmanim hakadoshim, next page, 4 lines left. Tamshich lahahir gam acharei Shabbat v'acharei Yom Tov, that it's saying that Shabbos, it's automatically light. What are we davening for? What are we working for? To draw the light forth and light up after Shabbos. Light up afterwards. Light up the time after Pesach. Light up the time that's after that time. Shazein anatzeret sheotzer v'kolet la'kedusha shekol hayamim ha'kedoshim ad l'moadim v'regolim acharim haba'im likratinu l'shalom. That mamish, we are saying that afterwards it should mamish, we should take that light, absorb it, bringing it into ourselves. That it should light us up for the whole rest of the year. Bezrat Hashem, Shavuos is mamish only a few days away. We're not talking about something theoretically anymore. We're mamish on the cusp of Shavuot. We're on the cusp of the 3 days, the Shoshim Yagbala, the 3 days where we stand on the boundary and prepare ourselves to mamish the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakas that we should prepare ourselves properly and cleanse the rest of whatever stuff we have left inside to really be able to open ourselves up to receive the Torah, to walk into the Kabbalah Satorah as a clean slate, to be ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mamish, write the Torah onto our hearts, to be able to allow it to be the dialogue and the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for to bind us with Him, bind us to Him, and to stand there in Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have 1 + 1 = 1, recognize the Kuchabriko Varaita, the Kuchabriko Varaita and Yisrael are all Chad, who are all one, to bring it one together, to experience that oneness, that goes with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, to light up our whole year. May all of us, Yishkoach, Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, see you all next week.